It's Wednesday, May 9th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The Nigerian African Army has freed nearly 1,000 people from Boko Haram captivity, reports CNN. The operation by the military, which was started on April 28th, led to the deaths of over 50 Muslim terrorists. Isaiah 42:6-7 says, "I am the Lord. I have called you in righteousness. I will also hold you by the hand and watch over you, as a light to the nations, to bring out prisoners from the dungeon and those who dwell in darkness from the prison." President Donald Trump withdrew the United States from Obama's Iran nuclear deal yesterday, restoring harsh sanctions in the most consequential foreign policy action of his presidency, reports the Associated Press.
The Iranian regime is the leading state sponsor of terror. It exports dangerous missiles, fuels conflicts across the Middle East, and supports terrorist proxies and militias such as Hezbollah, Hamas, the Taliban, and Al-Qaeda. The deal allowed Iran to continue enriching uranium and, over time, reach the brink of a nuclear breakout. The deal lifted crippling economic sanctions on Iran in exchange for very weak limits on the regime's nuclear activity and no limits at all on its other malign behavior. The fact is, this was a horrible one-sided deal that should have never, ever been made. In the years since the deal was reached, Iran's military budget has grown by almost 40%, while its economy is doing very badly. After the sanctions were lifted, the dictatorship used its new funds to build nuclear-capable missiles, support terrorism, and cause havoc throughout the Middle East and beyond. The agreement was so poorly negotiated that even if Iran fully complies, the regime can still be on the verge of a nuclear breakout in just a short period of time.
Watch President Trump's 12-minute address to the nation and read the transcript of his remarks about withdrawing from the Iran deal in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Stormy Daniels' attorney, Michael Avenatti, claimed yesterday that President Donald Trump's personal attorney, Michael Cohen, received $500,000 from a company controlled by a Russian billionaire named Viktor Vekselberg, deposited into an account for a company also used to pay off the adult film actress, reports NBC News. Amazon Smile, which allows customers to give 0.5% of the price of their purchases to the charity of their choice, has removed Alliance Defending Freedom, a Christian legal group that has defended the sanctity of the unborn, religious liberty, and biblical marriage. The Southern Poverty Law Center, a leftist group, added the ADF to their list of so-called hate groups in 2017 simply because of their rejection of the homosexual agenda. Subsequently, Amazon, in knee-jerk fashion, pulled the plug on the ability of like-minded Christians from helping Alliance Defending Freedom through the Amazon Smile program. Read ADF President Michael Ferris's letter to Amazon, linked in our transcript today at theworldview.com. The Counter-Extremism Project has warned Facebook that it has helped connect thousands of Islamic State terrorists with other potential jihadis across the globe via its suggested friends feature. According to The Telegraph, the study analyzed the Facebook accounts of over 1,000 Islamic State supporters in 96 countries. How ironic, in light of Facebook's censorship of Christians like Elizabeth Johnston, the activist mommy, and black conservatives Diamond and Silk. And finally, Senator Ted Cruz of Texas spoke at the First Baptist Church of Sutherland Springs' official groundbreaking for their new building, held 6 months after a mass shooting that resulted in the deaths of 26 people, including the pastor's daughter, reports the Christian Post.
181 days ago, this community saw the face of evil. And yet, beyond the evil, this community saw so much more. You saw love. You saw strength. You saw compassion. You saw courage. You saw sacrifice. And let me say to the members of First Baptist Church of Sutherland Springs, the entire world saw the gospel. As a result of that horror that visited this community, you had TV cameras from all over the world come down. And they saw something that for some of them they may never have seen before. They saw the love and strength and peace of Jesus that in worldly terms makes no sense. It was as powerful as Billy Graham crusades across the globe.
The North American Mission Board of the Southern Baptist Convention is helping with the construction project, having guaranteed to cover the cost of phase one of the construction, which centers on the worship space and an education building. Check out the website called RestoreSutherlandSprings.com. Habakkuk 2:14 says, "For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea." And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Wednesday, May 9th, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.